This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You noticed that we are here, right? Do I have to say, here we are? Here we are in all our glory. Doug Steffen in the smiling voice and Jay Kushner in the knowing voice. And she has a smile in her voice, too. Especially when I say something silly, she goes off in the giggle circle. And that's A-OK. Circles. The circle gets the square. Remember that from the game show? I was thinking about circles and how good they are. If we had more people who would work while sitting in a circle, it's always, you know, you look around at all these meetings that these big politicians have or the leaders of countries when they're meeting, they always meet around a rectangular table. That's not, there's no power there except on the ends. So if you're sitting, you know, they always say sit on the end if you want to get people's attention. So I always, if it's a rectangular table, I always sit on the end.
Don't you get a little motion sick if it's a long table and multiple people are talking on both sides and you keep having to, like, swivel your head back and forth?
Yeah, right. So I'm going to make this as a business suggestion, as a relationship suggestion. There are a lot of reasons why a gathering of people in a circle is powerful. It's the shape. That is, if you look in the natural world, like we were talking about the apples, round, right? Melons, round. The moon, round. The earth, round. Planets in general, round. Not square. Like back in the days when, what was it, before Christopher Columbus, people thought the world was flat.
Yes, some still do.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. The flat earthers, yep, exactly. But look at the tribal the countries and the people who live in tribes, they sit around the circle. That's what they, when they're working things out. King Arthur and the round table, remember? So the wholeness, if you will, I think the word it would be integration. I'd use that word. The center of the circle is understood to symbolize in a spiritual way the source. You can call it whatever you want, the source, infinite intelligence, God, whatever. But the source in the middle of the table, that's where the energy is. So if you want to really unite, I would suggest at home, I have a big round table, an old kitchen table I had in the old house that I saved. Round tables. Have dinner at a round table, not a square table, not a rectangular table. But if you really want everybody to be heard equally and for things to be resolved, you unite around a round table. I don't know that that's, you know, it's something you probably didn't think about. So I'm giving it to you. Drop of water, put a drop of water into a glass, right? It's not a square. It's a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Or put a drop of water onto the table.
Yeah. It goes out in a round way. I love it when I get together with my family. We always sort of, before there's a meal, we clasp hands. And then, you know, either not necessarily say a prayer, but we all just say something. Most of the time, my two children make fun of me, and we all laugh. So that's kind of whatever it is that brings the energy together. That's what changes the world, good energy. Now, that's an example of what's good. Here's an example of what's not so good. I always have to counter the good with the bad. This is sort of from the Good Day Shoot 'em Up Bang Bang Department. The prosecutor in charge of that Idaho quadruple murder case that we've kind of been in and out of for a while says there's been a misunderstanding. When the police say the crime was targeted, apparently they meant that the house was the target, not the people inside, which is kind of weird. Isn't it? This is Moscow, Idaho. The word targeted was probably wrong, said the police chief. And the police chief's name is Thompson. He is conceding the four victims were in the killer's crosshairs, but apparently he didn't know. He knew that whoever he was after was in that house, but he didn't know which one of them he was, the target was, so they all become the victims, right? Well, that seems to be what this is shaping up to look like.
Mm-hmm. And then the roommates, the housemates whom were not killed, who were sleeping at the time, there were
locked
questions
in their rooms.
On why were they spared. Turns out, more information on that, their doors were locked.
Yeah, right. Yep. So this is more incredible anger and things. It's very frustrating. It really is. And there are a lot of answers. A lot of questions haven't been answered yet in that thing. And you wonder, again, most of the time when we have these, you have the headline for a day or two or three, and then gonzo. You know, some of the incredible stories like the Phil Spector, those murder trials, because he had two of them, that stayed in the news for a long time. But something like this where it's nobody knows who these people are, it gets, I don't say swept under the rug, but maybe it's not important for us to know. I guess unless you're involved, if you're a family member of some of these people, it's okay. But after that, how much of this stuff can you cover, or how much of this stuff can you be interested in terms of the specifics, like moving to Buffalo, the shooting there? The gunman has pled guilty now to murder charges, terrorism charges. So that plea means he'll be sentenced to life without parole, which is good.
And
he's 19 years old.
It was a hate crime that people were racially targeted. But back to the Idaho thing real quick, the suspect or suspects, however many there were, are still at large.
Well, yeah, they don't know who
they
are.
There are a lot of people in this community who do not feel safe.
Yeah, well, there's probably a good reason for that. Anyway, as the judge sentenced this 19-year-old to life in prison, she named each of the victims and asked the gunman if he had killed them because of their race. He said yes. Mm-hmm. That's where the hate crime comes in, and domestic terrorism, all that stuff. Why? How do you at 19 have that much hate?
Well,
how do you at 19?
And that is what's so additionally disgusting about it all.
Dressed in military gear, driving into the car park in the market there, and then he goes on his Facebook page and live streams the shooting spree. So this kid belonged in an asylum a long time before this. And the ages of the victims, from 32 to 86, 8 shoppers, store security guard, church deacon who was driving people to and from the store to do their shopping, a public service. He pays with his life for that. And then you start thinking what I was talking about earlier as we got the half hour started about, you know, how you resolve differences, sitting around a round table, that sort of thing. Can you, you know, most people you can reason with, how do you reason with somebody like this? There's nothing. And how did he get the damn guns? Where did they come from? I don't see that anywhere. Do you know where the guns came from in Buffalo?
Whether or not they were obtained legally or illegally.
Right.
We'll have to Google that again.
Hunga bunga. All right, here's another one. Might as well get these all out of the out of the way. A New Mexico judge was fatally shot by her husband. Her husband then kills the dogs and the cat in the household, and then he kills himself. So what's going on with this maniac? Diane Albert, 65, found dead in her home in Albuquerque. Eric Pinkerton, her husband, 63, shot and killed him, the dog, the cat, and anything else, I guess, that was alive in the house.
What kind of emotional turmoil must be happening for somebody to, A, want to take their own life, but want to take
the rest
of their household down
kill
with them?
Kill a dog? Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and to answer your question on the Buffalo shooter, did obtain the gun legally. The guns
he
legally.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
So what's wrong with that picture? At 19, how is it you ought to be able to buy a gun at 19? You can't vote till you're 21.
You can't legally rent a car until you're 25.
Yeah. Was it? Most states change so you can vote when you're 18? It used to be 21. I think some states still are. Is everybody 18 now?
As long as I have been able to vote, everybody can vote at 18.
Mm-hmm. Well, no news here. When I started to vote, you had to be 21. Okay? So.
I mean, wasn't it as soon as you turned 21 where you were changed to 18? Am I remembering the story correctly, or did I make that up?
Say that again?
as soon as you turned 21, didn't where you
Oh, the vote thing went back to 18. Yes, uh-huh. It did. Yeah, right. Yep. I ran for office when I was 23. That was the first foray into politics. I ran for library trustee here in my hometown because I was always interested. I was political science and a speech major in college. I was always interested in how government worked, not only here, but around the world. I studied governments all around the world, religions all around the world, because you'd be amazed at how important religion is in politics and government. Whether you know, we say our Constitution separates church and state. You know what a load of crap that is? It's so not so. But other countries are less suspect because they kind of admit, I mean, the Italian government is all about the Catholic Church. All of it. And so, you know, it's really kind of amazing how we get into this whole thing about religion and government and stuff. Anyway, so I ran for library trustee. I did not win because I ran as a Republican, and there were probably 17 Republicans in Framingham even then. and I think there are probably about 17 here now, as a matter of fact. It's very interesting to hear some of the important politicians talk about how, I don't want to get too close to that woman. She's a Republican. Good for that. So, I guess I learned that lesson well. But, you know, I've done other things, and I think that's part of what made me so apolitical, or maybe the knowledge that I have about how these things run makes me not like either of the parties and wish we could come up with a third one. And that would have some substance, and that'd get corrupted too. Like the Republicans are corrupt and the Democrats are corrupt. You know,
there already is a third party and a fourth party. They just don't get to come to the big table.
No, because the Republicans and Democrats keep them out by design. 18 after, this is Good Day.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. I'm thanking her before we even get her on the air. So I'll thank you twice, Elizabeth, as we dig into why it is so helpful for people to get healthy the healthy way. That's why you need Calitrin.
There's no stimulants. There's no drugs. There's nothing in it that will make you feel sick or jittery. There's nothing that's going to make your heart race. There's nothing that's going to interfere with any medications at all. It rebuilds lean muscle tissue, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. So it does take time for it to get into your system and work. Most people are seeing inch loss and pound loss in the first month of taking the product. You're sleeping better. You're waking up with more energy. Even joint pain, it starts to subside.
All right, so let's talk about the deal.
Right now, we've extended that big sale. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. This is the one that everybody waits for to stock up and save because it is unlimited. So buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. Unlimited. It's on our website, toploss.com. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the Doug promo code to have free shipping as well.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So we're into 23 past the hour, social media trending stories about celebrities, and Chevy Chase is in our crosshairs at the moment, going full Clark Griswold, plunging into a recreation of one of the great Christmas vacation scenes. This time it's for a fast food chain. He teamed up with Rising Cane's founder Todd Graves in the Chicago suburbs for some fun. And Chevy had all the power. They handed him a couple of extension cords to light the hell out of their restaurant.
No, they did not recreate the power outage that was in the movie. But Raising Cane's, the founder, Todd Graves, he was, we discussed him within the last few months. He's the one who had one of his employees go and buy a whole bunch of lottery tickets.
They
won the big jackpot.
Yes.
He would have split it completely across all of the employees.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that was cool. That's good. Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, it's kind of a fun thing. They had 13,000 lights on the store. Who put those up? All right. Who volunteered? Probably didn't volunteer for that.
Somebody got paid for that.
Intricate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you probably can hire people to do that, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, people handymen to do almost anything. All right, so that's that story. The winner of The Masked Singer Season 8. I thought it was interesting. I watch this once in a while. I kind of like watching the interaction between the judges. I don't pay much attention, although I did watch it the night Shatner was exposed, shall we say. I didn't know he was going to be on. But, boy, did the crowd get a kick out of him being there. Anyway, Ken John, who's not really right on most of the things there, said he thought the harp was going to win. So did Jennifer McCarthy, who more and more now is calling herself Jennifer McCarthy Wahlberg. She said also, see at the final. So it was the harp, but the harp wasn't any of the people they guessed it to be. Somebody thought it was Jennifer Hudson, Jordan Sparks, but it actually was Amber Riley. And I don't know. She came from American Idol, I guess, according to this anyway. I don't know that much about her, but at any rate, so the season
is
over. I think
she was on that show Glee, that musical show Glee.
Oh, was she?
An actor and then clearly a very talented singer.
Yeah, good for her and good for them. It's kind of fun. That stuff's kind of fun. Mila Kunis on the serious side. another celebrity in the news, raising $37 million. You know, she was born in the Ukraine. You knew that, right? She's a Ukrainian by birth.
Then Soviet Union, present-day Ukraine. She's very proud to be from Ukraine. And raised so much money. She $37 million. She and her husband Ashton Kutcher contributed $3 million.
He's very smart. Yeah, and he would be good at helping her raise that dough as well. It's all a war refugee effort. And so she, along with her brother and her husband and other members of her family, put together this plan, if you will. And they organized all kinds of things. They have created, they've gotten supplies and housing for a lot of the displaced over there. So this whole effort, $37 million so far, Kunis put in $3 million herself. And so
her family's story of how they came to the States.
It's amazing. Yeah, it really is.
Brought them after going to Disneyland.
Yeah. Everybody comes to America for Disneyland, right? I want to emigrate to America so I can go to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it paid off here anyway. Good. Congratulations to her. That's really great. That is good news. 28 after the hour, this is the Good Day program. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration's request to halt a Texas judge's ruling blocking its student debt transfer program was turned down by a federal appeals court on Wednesday night, saying it violated federal procedures. European Union President Ursula von der Leyen on Wednesday is considering the idea of a specialized court to put Russia's top officials on trial over their invasion of Ukraine. President von der Leyen from Brussels on Wednesday.
Russia must pay for its horrific crimes, including for its crime of aggression against a sovereign state. And this is why, while continuing to support the International Criminal Court, we are proposing to set up a specialized court backed by the United Nations to investigate and prosecute Russia's crime of aggression.
Thanks for listening, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You better watch out. You better not try. You better not fight. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The boss. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yep. Making a list. You're going to be naughty or nice, Jay. Which is it? A little of both, I think, actually.
Very kind. Always kind.
Yeah. Kind is good. Exactly. You know, the other day I heard from people, it's funny what people react to when you're having a conversation about this, that, and the other thing, because that's what this program is about, this, that, and the other. The highlights, the lowlights. By the way, it's the Good Day program. For those of you who just joined us someplace in Oklahoma, I think we have a new station this week. Anyway, the... I do have to say this as an aside, sort of inside baseball. The trades were full of all kinds of accolades for Sean Hannity this week because he hit his 700th affiliate. And I'm thinking to myself, are there even 700 talk stations in America? Sometimes those of us who do this for a living inflate the numbers a little bit. Like we have one of the old reporters used to say, the Doug Steffen Good Day program had a reported 580 affiliates. Well, reported, we're doing the reporting, so we're going to make ourselves look as good as possible, right? Like we say now, we have 400 and some odd affiliates. And so it always sounds good, makes you feel good. The whole bottom line is, though, our relationship with each and every one of the listeners. I'm talking to you. I tell the story from time to time, Jay. Actually, when I was in Cincinnati doing afternoons at WCKY, which is when I started doing this program back in the late 80s, I had a picture of a 41-year-old woman in the studio, and that's who I was talking to. That was my audience. My audience, in my head, was a 41-year-old woman. And so whether I still look at it that way, I still think I'm just talking to one person, even though we have 3 million or so collective listeners a week. I'm talking to one person, and I want to know what your thoughts are. I want to know what sort of tidbits you have in your mind. And that's why I say we talk about stuff that's interesting, important, sometimes silly, and thus, and good. The fellow from New Hampshire who found his wife's lost wedding ring. Say it again, Doug. It's like I'm in Japan. A wedding ring. This is the second story we've had of lost wedding rings this week, right?
Yeah. What is the deal? Are these not iced correctly and just falling off?
I don't know
if it gets lost in the ocean or something, because sometimes those waves are powerful enough to rip that ring right off of your finger.
Right.
But he used a stalk of celery.
Yeah. To find the wedding ring, he dropped it in the trash. So he went to the trash yard, or whatever they call it, the trash mountain, and he worked his way through 20 tons of trash to find his wife's wedding ring. This guy's name is Kevin Butler, lives in Wendham, New Hampshire. He tossed out a napkin that they placed the ring in as they were cleaning up after dinner. I'm guessing it was Thanksgiving dinner. He was unaware that his wife had put the rings in the napkin to dry them off. You know how women, when they're washing the dishes, oftentimes, I remember watching, I don't know who it was in my life, it wasn't Tony, I don't know, somebody taking the rings off when they were washing the dishes. And apparently that's a tradition before we had dishwashers. But at any rate, the good news here is he was able to recover them with the assistance of some of the workers at the landfill. But a whole lot of luck, too, right? 20 tons of trash? What are the chances you're going to get a little wedding ring out of a... Huh?
Exactly. But then there was a little bit of a clue that there was some celery stalks inside the specific garbage bag. So celery stalks are a little bit bigger than a wedding ring, so then he started looking for the celery stalks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Winner, chicken dinner. I'm sure that they had a nice night after they found that. Woo-hoo! Here's something not so nice. I want to dig more into what I was saying earlier, and I've said it a couple times this week, a focus on the Chinese government and the Chinese people and the images of defiance that you can see now. Finally, our news media, or the news media in the world, is doing its job and bringing the story out of China so that all can see that it's not the perfection that the Chinese government tell their people. They live in this paradise, and the people there are not, they're not buying it anymore. The first protests were against COVID lockdowns, and now this is all over the country. This is the most widespread problem the Chinese government has had since 1948, when the Chinese government, the communist government, was formed. So you know that the people there are hot. And the zero COVID strategy that was intended to limit transmissions of the disease, which they created, it's their problem, and now the demonstrators are putting two and two together. They realize that it is the Chinese government, and they're fed up with all the lies and the BS that's coming from them. And, you know, one of the things that they're suffering from, if you will, is the use of the devices that they make there. You know, everybody in China's got an iPhone or got some kind of a handheld device. And you can't keep this stuff down anymore. There's too many people with too much information. You know, the Iranians try to keep most of the Koreans. I think the Koreans are probably the only ones that are really successful. And Russia is probably number two on that list of trying to keep people in the country from learning what really is going on. But you see how that's working? The number two country in the world that is loaded with protests these days are the Iranians. The Iranian government is about to topple. Let's see. I mean, a couple of weeks, I'm going to guess that this is, and it's going to, I don't, it'll take longer because there are more soldiers behind the government in China. It's going to be hard to get rid of them. But Iran, between that woman that got killed, right? Was that about a month ago? When did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. That got out. And now the business about the guy who is playing for the Iranian team that got killed because they lost.
He was a celebrator. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was celebrating. He wasn't a player.
Was kicked
right.
out, or not kicked out, but that they lost.
Well, people in Iran want to have a new government. They want something different. They know what they have is no good. And so you look at all of these different people that are now getting around. I think the first inkling I had of this was looking at the Epoch Times, which is a newspaper put out by Chinese Americans to sort of tell the story of what's going on behind the scenes in China from people that they have hidden, posted over there, here and there. But the pictures from Iran, the pictures from China, the anger that you see in these people, the vigils that are, especially in China, you know, all-night vigils in Beijing, the shift is very dramatic. I think that's probably the way I would put it. And so you look at pictures, you know, we don't understand because we don't understand Chinese, but the writings are on the wall, but you can see in the faces of these kids and some adults, most of them have masks on because now that's the rule. But the protests in Tiananmen Square, the videos coming from there, it really is dramatic. And the police can't control it, you know, unless they're going to, whether they aren't desperate enough to go out with the police and machine guns and mow them down. But, you know, there is, they call it the A4 revolution. A4 is a reference to the size of the papers that trended on Twitter over the weekend. Blank paper, the people who are protesting are holding up pieces of 8 by 11.5 paper. Did you see that? Just blank sheets of paper. And that's, you know, then they put pictures of the people who have died. And that's very interesting to see what's going on. And I think we need to know more about it, frankly. Maybe because it makes us feel good because we don't like the Chinese government to begin with. And maybe that's part of the motivation here. But at any rate, it's also good to know that they are protesting there and it goes on and on. I was earlier comparing it to what happened here in our country, January 6th, and thinking, you know, here it was one day and it was, you know, the protesting versus the violence. Protesting is good, I think. And so the protests over in China, they want us to lift some of the restrictions because they want the restrictions to them represent bad policy, and that's their way into changing the political climate. What chance they have of getting rid of the commies over there, I think it's probably nil, but at any rate, it's interesting. All right, speaking of January 6th, the leader of the Oath Keepers militia and one of his subordinates convicted of conspiracy for plotting to keep Donald Trump in power. So, what do they get for that? I don't think they were sentenced, though, were they?
I don't think yet.
Sentenced. Mm-hmm. No. What should they get? What's a proper punishment? Some of those people involved in that thing have gotten, like, what? Didn't one person get 13 years in jail?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something along that line.
Well, that goes to the question of something we've discussed previously. It's not always the crime that fits the punishment. It's who the person is based on what the punishment shall be. Because we've seen with certain celebrities and notable figures that have done similar things, and they are not treated equally in the punishment.
Well, there has been, the Republicans, some of them, and I say this advisedly because I don't like to put everybody with an R behind their name in the same kettle of fish, because they don't belong there any more than any other. You can use a general term to refer to a bunch of people, and many of the things that you're criticizing don't have anything to do with many, if not most, of the people who are also Republicans or Democrats or whatever. But I am interested to see Kevin McCarthy and some of the other Republicans dancing around Trump having dinner with Nick Fuentes, the white supremacist. And what the hell is Trump thinking? Or is he not thinking at all? I guess that's the question. And then, I got, you know, off and on, because I'm now running my pillow spots again on the program to sell the pillows. I don't really give a damn about Mike Lindell one way or another. And I would say that, you know, to be fresh, I just don't care one way or another. I think it's a good product, and I want to help the 1,500 people who work in the plant. Meanwhile, Mike Lindell sort of divorced himself from the company and now told Trump last week that he wants to be the chairman of the Republican National Committee. Did you see that?
No,
seriously.
That's not right.
No, I'm serious. He's seriously.
That's not right.
Yeah, he wants to be the chairman of the Republican National Committee. Good Lord. Well, they'll all sleep well at night. Anyway, bada boom. Okay, let's see what's going on in New York. Mayor Adams announcing a plan to remove homeless people with mental illness from the streets. Okay, are we going to have a test now for mental illness, or is it just the way you're acting? What do you do? And where are they going?
Yeah, that's what my question is going to be. What is the plan? Where are they going to go?
Yeah. Apparently, they're setting up in some of the older hospitals in the city that aren't being used. They're trying to reinvigorate them to move some of these people. Most of them will go, you know, they're not going to go voluntarily, because they don't, you know, the very definition of mental illness is that you don't really know what's going on. So they like where they are, they're comfortable where they are, so they're not going. Anyway, a lot of yakety yak and food for thought here. Good day at 48 after the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom-printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
After the hour now, Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. He is easily found. The office staff there is great. You can talk to one of them and make an appointment to go see Ken or have a telemedicine connection with him. The office number for Lake Cardiology and Dr. Kronhaus is 352-735-1400, 735-1400, area 352. I got a kick out of, I'm thinking about the staff and how I see them when I'm there for my annual visit, the way that they lovingly refer to you, I like the warmth in that office. And so the doctor, is there a doctor in? Yes, there is. And he's here to answer some of the questions that are on people's minds, like weight gain. Question, Dr. Ken, to you, is weight gain inevitable as one grows older? I guess I'm flopping back a little bit to our discussion of being elderly.
Well, it's not inevitable. It's just that you have to be more diligent about maintaining your weight. Your body just doesn't give you the leeway that it may give you as when you're younger. And that's why you if you are putting on weight, make sure your thyroid's okay. But for the 95% of us who are gaining weight with a normal thyroid, you have to make sure your calorie intake is not higher than it needs to be. As you get older, the body just you eat 100 more calories than your ideal body weight needs to maintain it. You're going to put weight on. And also your metabolism does slow down somewhat. So exercising after the doctor says it's okay is so important. doing aerobics, strength training, stretching, all of it to, in order to keep your weight down. So it's not inevitable. It's just important to have your own diet, exercise program, stress reduction program, getting enough sleep. One of the things I love that we're doing at Lake Cardiology is we are spending more and more time just on prevention. Evidence-based prevention in medicine is becoming a huge area that we love talking about and helping our patients with.
Well, it's productive because you get people to be concentrating on what they're eating. You're talking about the dangers of eating too many carbohydrates, for example. You love to go through what the typical healthy diet is. Oftentimes it has been the Mediterranean diet, but you've been veering off, I think, a little from that of late. Hasn't there been other input?
No, I love the Mediterranean diet, and I also love a plant-based diet. Either one, I think. It depends on you as an individual, which you feel more comfortable with. But I think either diet is ideal.
All right. I'll leave it at that. Could gold hold the key to inflammatory – say it again, Doug. There it is. Inflammatory – got the O instead of the A – inflammatory bowel disease treatment. There are people who apparently are treating, you wonder sometimes when there is something that's used to treat, who comes up with the first, who came up with the idea of using gold dust or gold powder to treat inflammatory bowel disease? I'm looking at a research paper, the problems of ulcerative colitis. We've been talking about that here and there. Sometimes it's fatal, but there are, folks who say using tiny gold particles can reduce inflammation in your intestine quickly. So this, I can't imagine that buying gold supplements is going to be cheap, though, Ken.
Well, I wouldn't self-administer the treatment at all. You'd just be wasting your gold. There are scientists who have these protocols for testing thousands of different products against issues, and this is just one of the many, many different products that gets tried against illness, and it's just ironic, and it catches everybody's attention when it's something we're familiar with.
Yeah.
And that's all it is.
I'm seeing more and more focus. This is not a question as much as a statement, but this idea of having a universal flu vaccine, the testing that's going on in animals as to different strains, or apparently 20 different strains of influenza. I didn't know that. I'm sure you did. But can you put them all in one shot? I guess that's the goal on some of the drug things, and so I guess we'll have to wait and see. But I don't know. I'm still a little wary of what. And then I think to myself, okay, looking at our age, because you and I are elderly, what difference is it going to make in 25, 30, 35 years, right? if it takes that long for the stuff to get to you, that may not be good. All right, there's a question, perhaps without an answer. Most of the time, Ken's got the answers, and we're happy to have him answer those questions. Questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day from Dr. Ken down in Florida, 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.